and that's what probably saved my life. I went over a small rise that had an overpass at the top of it, and as I got to the top, up ahead I could see that traffic had come to a standstill. That's when it all began. As I was slowing down, the semi carrying the boats came up quickly on my right side, and the next thing I knew, it had rammed the SUV that was traveling in the lane next to me. I looked to my right just in time to see the SUV go spinning out of control across the right median, then do a 360-degree spin before going rear-end first into a stand of pine trees. The driver of the semi had slammed on the brakes to avoid hitting the SUV, but after knocking the SUV into the trees, the tires on the semi gave out and the cab began to skid forward. It reminded me of an airplane crashing on its belly without landing gear. He then ran into a semi that was in my lane two cars ahead of me. Time seemed to slow down. It was like the next sequence of events was in slow motion, and I remember lights, like a wall of lights surrounding my car. I hit the brakes hard and drove for the left median, just like the two cars in front of me. I looked in my rearview mirror, and the vehicle behind me, a 10-wheel rock truck, was coming up on me fast.